So, I've been sneaking into my nephew's room at night, and I can't resist him. He's so fucking gorgeous. His cock is amazing inside me. But he's decided he's gonna blackmail me. And this audio is part of that. He's got me dressing exactly how he wants me to. If I disobey, he punishes me for it. Today, he made me wear a thong underneath a pair of pantyhose. And he made me stand in the corner with heels, put in a butt plug, and put a quarter to the wall and hold it there with my nose for 5 minutes while he watched. Just watching my body with pure enjoyment. Oh, no, he was touching that gorgeous cock of his. And I started to think that maybe, just maybe he'd let me come in the corner. But no. He made me pose for more pictures. Sometimes in just the thong, sometimes with the pantyhose on, sometimes just playing with myself. I started to orgasm. He wanted to see it drip from the pantyhose, and I made the mistake of again thinking he wanted me to come. He made me stop. He made me stop, and he made me write lines. 25 times I had to write, "Aunt J only comes when Mr. J allows." Oh, God. I felt like I was back in high school, which I'm sure was the point. It was so much better standing there with him watching me than him standing over me as I wrote those lines. So, in order to come today, he told me I needed to make a recording. I'm not allowed to come unless I'm recorded and told all of you that my nephew is blackmailing me and holding my orgasms hostage. He's making me feel like a piece of meat. Oh, like a dirty, filthy whore for his amusement. So here I am. In front of the microphone. Fingers in my wet cunt. As he stands over with that smug smile. Watching me finger myself for his amusement. Just a filthy little whore for my own nephew. And as much as I'd like to give you this orgasm. It's all his, and only his, as he owns me. He owns me so much. So please, please, Mr. J. Oh, can your Auntie J come for you? I need it so much. Oh, feeling your eyes on me, devouring me. Oh, making me feel so small.